Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Man, am I excited. I just wake up and I get excited about Wednesdays and I'm like, who can do it? Who can't? I have it outlined out for different people and then I leave slots open for either someone special or something that just comes in. And they actually had me slotted in here for transformational thinking. And I thought, wow, that'll be fun for me because, man, I get excited. I got the chills going down my arms right now because results follow your thought process. And I know you know that. I know you've heard it before. We've heard it a million times. You know, thoughts are things, beliefs become things. And a lot of times people don't realize you can obviously change your beliefs. It's simply, I mean, everyone knows it. They just don't really think about it. At one point we believed in Santa Claus and now we realize it's something different. And it's not good or bad. It's just different beliefs as you get older. And it happens as people get older as well. Well, when you transform and start changing your thought process and your belief system, you can literally change your life. You know, people ask me all the time about, you know, not only how I dropped so much significantly dropped the weight, but how I've maintained it so easily. And I honestly, it's once you change your mindset, you start noticing things differently, right? So, for example, I might talk to someone about being healthier. And healthier is a subjective thought process, right? So, for example, if I'm talking to someone and they're wanting to get healthier and their brain and their mind knows how to get healthier, then you don't have to think about what you need to do. So, for example, I kind of heard one of my mentors and coach tell me once that the conscious brain is your goal setter, right? Your conscious brain is your goal setter. It sets the goals that you want. You think about them. You say, I want this goal. You consciously think about it. Boom, you create a conscious thought of your goal. Your conscious thought process, your consciousness is your goal setter. But your unconscious brain, your subconscious, as some call it, is your go-getter, right? That's your go-getter. Once you put that conscious goal, it's your subconscious that goes and goes and gets it. And it makes it happen as fast as you allow it to. It's like, bam, instantly things just start changing when you start thinking differently. And how is that proof? Okay, for example, when I started having my body transformation, it wasn't, oh, I'm going to go on a diet or I'm going to lose weight. No, it was none of that. It was actually, I'm going to get healthier. I'm going to change and just get healthier. It doesn't matter to me what I weigh because I know that if I drop extra nutrients of fat particles and I increase muscle mass, I'm probably going to weigh the same or more, right? It said that muscle weighs more than fat. I don't know it. I've never weighed it. You know, 5 pounds of muscle is 5 pounds of fat to me. I'm just joking. But I mean, as you decrease your fat particles, theoretically, and you increase your muscle mass, you should weigh it about the same. So, or adjust. So the weight isn't as much of a thing for me. It's more of healthier living, healthier thought process. I wanted to be healthier. All those extra nutrients that were around my stomach that I had, around my face and the pictures, gotta love when they send pictures out that remind you of stuff. But you look at it and you go, wow, I had a lot of extra nutrients I stored right on my face or right on my neck area or my shoulders, my chest, my leg. I was storing a lot of extra unnecessary nutrients that I didn't need. I could easily get rid of them. And I started talking to myself differently and saying, you know what? I'm going to have a thought process that instead of being losing weight or getting – how about we just switch it, instantly change the thought process to getting healthier, being healthier. Now, if being healthier is something you truly do want to do, you will. If you want to be healthier, you're going to go into the refrigerator and you're going to open it up and stand there and or the freezer in my case and go to look at the ice cream and go, yeah, I could easily have some of that. And if I do, you know what, I might grab it, have a little small teaspoon full of it as opposed to sitting there with a thing and eating and then just having a taste. Maybe I do, maybe I don't. Put it back and then, why am I grabbing this fruit? Oh my gosh, this apple is so good. Because without realizing it, I said a conscious choice to become healthier. And when you said a conscious choice to become healthier, your unconscious mind starts listening and goes and gets it. So when you set a conscious goal, your unconscious mind listens and goes and gets the goal. Why? Because you didn't even start paying attention. You don't even realize, that you like the apples. You're like, I didn't even know I liked apples or oranges or bananas or grapefruit or whatever fruit, you know, you might have in the house, or you're at the store and you normally go to get something, and you'll start noticing you just buy things differently, healthier, and you start thinking healthier and noticing things differently. Why? Because you made a conscious choice, but your unconscious mind accepted it and ran with it and became transformational. Someone asked once, how do I universally stay so protected? And it's funny how I talk about it, because it's not difficult. If you want to stay, think about it this way. Let's just think for a second. Can you have light and dark in the same room? If you flip the switch, suggesting neither is right nor wrong, good or bad, but if you have the switch and you turn the switch one direction and the light comes on, and you hit the switch the other direction and the light goes off. So theoretically, light and dark obviously can't coincide. Well, the challenge is we have these things going on in our head, and one minute we're thinking light, the next minute we're thinking dark. You know, just to be brutally honest, I saw a meme the other day, and it said, are you one of those people who sometimes want to think you're so great and be like, oh, bless you, I love you, and then someone cuts you off on a highway, and you're like, what the blankety blank? Why? Because your thought process, because the way you're thinking is in between. Part of you wants to help others, and part of you is like, dang, I got to get my stuff done. And when you stop and just take a minute, totally relax, and think to yourself, hold on, they might be in a rush, could be an emergency, who knows? You never know what's going on. You know, there's always so many different perspectives on things. We have companies that do things that just encourage people. We have businesses that just help people protect their families. We have businesses that help other families make more money. We do things universally. What I believe is in the light, is in the good. And that's just my subjective thought. But if I can add light to someone's life, if we can add value to someone, then it's like we want to add that value and add that light so that they can see things around them. And if it's good, then they stay around us. So if I'm constantly trying to add light to someone, if I'm constantly trying to be an encourager, build you up and make you feel like the absolutely, positively, incredibly strong champion that you actually are, then wouldn't it make sense that if I'm emanating as much good and as much true, genuine as I can, as much dark that might try to get here really fizzles out? And it doesn't mean that you're always going to be super positive, but if you're positive, or if you see things in a different direction where maybe it's a little more optimistic, I mean, you don't have to be overly positive like I am, where people go, oh, dang, here he comes again. But that's just the way I choose to live. But as a result, I've gotten healthier. I've gotten things to where I started focusing on things outside of my own success and started focusing on how can I make so-and-so successful? How can I help this person be more successful? And I see all these things and I go, okay, brain, universe, positive energy, God, all of you, everything, every bit of it, you live inside me, so I have the power to think about it and bring about it. So I will think about how all the ways I can help these people, and you make it happen. You do it. Prove me right. And I had this little epiphany over the weekend, and I started working on something. And lo and behold, worked with some I just love the people I work with. And I'm not suggesting you should or shouldn't work with me. I'm just saying I just love the people I work with, because they're genuinely great people. They work hard. They try. They give it everything. We all do. And I'm doing the best I can. They're doing the best they can. And all of a sudden, the harder we work, boom, the luckier we get. And next thing I know, we're able to help people, give them things that they can call on and make money for their family, help protect them. And we just have so many ways to encourage people. And the objective when you make the calls is just to leave positive energy with everyone. I mean, folks, if you could just leave positive energy with people, imagine the kind of positive energy that comes back to you, because it's like, whew, it attracts it. It grabs it. So the transformational thinking is to set up your intentional day every morning. I intend daily to add value and light to people's life. I intend daily to outwork myself from the day before. I don't compete against anybody, but I compete against everybody, because I compete against me. So I'm not trying to outdo Fred or John or Tom or Mary or Susie or any other individual in the world. I'm only competing against myself. What did I do, and what do I actually know I could do better? Because then I'm holding me to my transformational thinking. I'm holding me to going, you said you wanted to be healthier. Is that the best option, or are there other options available? Because when you start having and allowing your unconscious to take control, you start recognizing things called synchronicities. Well, what would be a synchronicity? You ever think about someone, and then later that day they call you, text you, contact you? If it's happened more than once, two or more times in your life, presume it has, that's a form of a synchronicity. And we can talk about that another day, but it basically means you're in the right direction if you follow it and recognize it. So if you see a couple things and they go, okay, that gives you conscious awareness, that gives you attention, that all of a sudden now you go, what does that mean? Some people get up, stub their toe, they go, oh, what a day. I get up, stub, oh, what could that have possibly meant? What was I missing that I had to have communication about? So when your conscious awareness comes in alignment with recognizing such synchronicities, and you go, I noticed that if I did this, these results happened. Well, if I tweak this, maybe we can have an increased influx of positive results. And folks, let me tell you, we did that this weekend, just did a mental shift on some things. And when we had that mental shift, all of a sudden, it's like when I made the mental shift to adjust my weight, and I said, I'm going to drop some weight and get rid of it, boom, I started noticing I eat apples and love them. I'll grab a banana. I started saying, kids were drinking these protein shakes and have these shakes. Let me mix one up. I wasn't even paying attention to the fact that I was eating healthier. I didn't care. I still wanted to go through Wendy's, Whataburger, everywhere else. But I noticed that when I went through some of those places, I found myself, without even realizing it, ordering differently. Don't know why. Didn't really pay attention to why. Beth would go, what are you? You're ordering that? That's a great choice. I said, yeah, I didn't even think about it. She goes, things start inadvertently happening good for you. Why? Because you're aware of things around you. You're aware of the different synchronicities. And now all of a sudden you start noticing more and more and more good things happen. The more you, whatever you focus on, you know, they say whatever you think about, you bring about. So if you're focusing on all the good things around you, if you're focusing on all the wonderful things maybe your husband or your wife are doing, right? And you're focusing on, now, I know. There's a lot of people on the call who are shaking their head right now laughing because I've gotten text messages from you guys in the past. The reason transformational thinking, making it intentional. So it may be a surprise to some, and I know Beth would be shaking her head and laughing, but they have her permanently muted right now today. We don't always fully agree. I know that's shocking for some, but Beth and I don't always fully agree. And the interesting part is when different things happen and maybe we're not on the exact same page, or because sometimes we're on the same word or the same page, but sometimes we're on the maybe different pages, and there are occasions we're in different books. Rarely are we in different libraries, but we're sometimes in different books. And what'll happen is we start doing things intentionally. See, I know that she's my best friend. She's my partner. She's raising my children with me. She's everything. And so when I think about that, I go, okay, what are all the things I absolutely love and appreciate about her? Or for men, for women on the call listening, what are the things that you absolutely love and respect about him or her or your partner, whoever it is? Because it's not necessarily the relationship and the transformational thinking necessarily just of your spousal partner. It could be a person that you are in business with. It could be a person that you are, maybe your children, maybe your children's friends. See, people talking about all the time about the things that we have in our life. I would rather live a little bit less and have more to take care and be around the kids, because I learned if you're around the kids and you feed the kids that come over and have a pool if possible, and we never had the pool, but we did have lots and lots of food and lots of fun and lots of just good vibes. Because if the kids came over to eat, I knew who my kids' friends were. And I could talk to them. I could influence them in a positive manner. They would see me hug my daughter and tell her how honored and proud I am that she is my daughter and that I have her in my life and that she has allowed me to be in her life. See, most people don't talk to their children, their spouses like that. But aren't you thankful for the people you have in your life? What would happen if you sat down on your floor, crisscross applesauce, or, well, maybe you can't do it like that and you just keep your legs spread out, okay? But you sit down on the floor and you have your little, your daughter or your son or your kid or your friend, or you just sit down to talk to someone. Watch what happens when you physically lower yourself below them. They'll either sit down with you or they'll feel like you just gave them power. And you did. So sit down and talk to your kids at their level and watch the difference when you just listen to them and focus on what they're saying. And then remember it so that later on you can do something that they know you were paying attention to them, to the things that maybe they were saying. And as a result, they're going to come in and start respecting you so much more because it's like, wow, mom or dad, they listen to me. They care. You, I know this might sound a little rough, but you may or may not fully pay attention to everything they're saying, but you catch enough that you can just say something or do something later that they go, huh, dad, I love that you're always listening to me. I love that you actually pay attention. I physically take notes of things they say, and then I try to remember it so I can come back. Because if you did that for your kids or your wife, and you think about it, and you do that for your clients that you're in business with, or the people you work with, man, just actually genuinely care for a minute and pay attention to people and go, okay, how can I add value to them, add some maybe prosperity thinking, but that light, that transformational thinking that you go, you know what, if it's to be, it's up to me. And they say, and I'm not saying which book or whatever, but it's been said in multiple different type of religious books that you can literally set your focus, set your eyes, and think as if. Speak those things that are not as though they are. Well, either it's full of crap or it's true. I choose to believe some of that stuff's actually true, and I can speak those things that are not as though they are. So when I speak about in different businesses you have and different things, in my particular, I work with a company, I'm focusing on making sure that they have plenty of people to see, plenty of people to call. I focus intentionally on their success. I focus intentionally on my relationship with my children. I focus intentionally with my relationship with my wife, which means if my wife goes to sleep and maybe she had something happen at work, maybe something happened that I didn't know about, maybe her mother's sister got ill and she started thinking about something and she loves and trusts me, so without realizing it, she snapped at me because she knows I'm safe and I'm going to love her anyway. And so maybe she's not the nicest that moment because she had something that was hurting her, and hurting people hurt people. So I don't see it as though she's pissed off or mad at something I did. Something else could have triggered her. But what do I do? Because my son has said to me, he goes, Dad, I've never seen anyone do that kind of stuff. And it's because when I see my wife be angry or hurting or something that almost even goes, that's so out of character how she normally is, I go in, I clean the kitchen, I make sure I have her breakfast ready, I make sure I have everything vacuumed, clean. My son's like, Dad, I've seen people be really, really, really different stinkers to you, and you go out of your way to be extra nice. I go, yeah, because that's how I would ultimately talk about giving and sharing appropriate love to others, doing the things that you want them to do, being the example and the behavior. I'm not saying it's the easiest thing in the world. There are many times you might write an email or a text or a letter or something and think something and not say it. It's what are the results? So as I finish up, I really implore you, encourage you to take the time, spend some time intentionally focusing on what end outcome results you want to transform into, or your family into, or your kids into, or the relationships around you, your clients, your cohorts, your bosses, your subordinates, anyone and everyone. Think exactly how you would feel if everything actually went accordingly to plan in your best benefit. Even better than maybe you could dream. Just focus on how you would feel in that transformational moment, and you go, wow, I get the chills up my back just talking about it. And when you think that way and things start changing, because you didn't realize that feeling gave your unconscious a very specific directive. And that mission is whatever you felt. When you felt that positive, good feeling, you let it sink in and go about your day. And you'll start watching things align. You'll start watching things happen. Because without realizing it, you're bringing all that good, all that positive, all that love into you and your being. And when you do that in your being, it emulates into your relationships, your children, your business, the people you work with. You help them more, the people you're around, you help them more. And all of a sudden, people start telling you how lucky you are. Yes, you're intentionally lucky. You set your intention on doing good for others and having the best possible intention for their success. And as a result, things will come into alignment because I get confused with all the books I read. Not Vince Lombardi. I was thinking Vince Lombardi. But it was said, Zig Ziglar, that's who said it. Zig Ziglar said, help as many people get what they want and you'll get what you want. Folks, I'm going to leave you with that. Go help someone get what they want. Do everything and anything that you can do to help others. In the words of Zig Ziglar, help others get what they want, and you'll get more than enough of what you want. This is David Kislak signing off, asking you to have a fabulously fantastic day. Wake up your mind to prosperity, and have another amazingly fantastic day. Bye now.
The moderator has left the conference.